Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
You want to eat some popcorn?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, I think. We've got, I believe, every selection available from Be Happy Snacks.
Yes, according to their website and Walmart.com, this is it. All four flavors.
What do we have?
There is Nice Spice, which the website says, spice it up, keep it nice.
Okay, so much insight to what that might be like.
Parmesan garlic, maple bacon, and cotton candy, which says it is a carnival in every crunch.
Ooh, I like am truly hoping that that is delicious. I'm like so excited.
I do have high hopes.
So this is a snack brand by the social media famous D'Amelio family that is sold at Walmart. Is it exclusive to Walmart?
It is exclusive to Walmart. And apparently exclusive to my Walmart, because you could never find them.
I couldn't. And I want to say something. So Sarah hooked me up and she had them sent to me, which was awesome. Three of my four bags are expired.
No.
Not by a ton, but like enough that they were definitely shipped to me. But my Parmesan garlic has another 2 months.
Now I'm checking. I bought these a while ago, so
it took me a hot second to admit defeat.
Parmesan expires in April. Maple bacon expired on the 19th of this month. Nice Spice expires March 31st.
Okay.
And cotton candy, 2nd of April. So, yeah, bad luck.
That's so funny. But I want it. So I will, if for any reason they taste like a little stale or anything, that's not going to account in my rating. I want to keep it all above board.
Okay. Weirdly on topic, last weekend I went to World Market and decided I was going to treat myself to a couple bags of the Garrett's cheese popcorn. And so I grabbed a couple bags, but then I rounded the corner to check out the sale end caps, and there was an entire end cap full of the Garrett's cheese popcorn that was going to expire in a month for 55% off. So
that's
instead of buying two bags, I bought five.
And I bet it's delicious.
It is. The first bag I opened, though, was a little stale, so I'm guessing that's why it was reduced. But it still tasted great.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that. Now, I feel like we're popcorn people.
In our souls.
Yeah. I will make it. What? Is that the cat?
Yeah. Loki.
Is she being kidnapped? Oh, is he being kidnapped?
He's upstairs looking for Mallory.
Oh, no. He's not going to find her.
Loki!
I think I said she because that is a feminine scream.
It is very dainty. I can hear it echoing through your phone. Hold on.
Oh, that poor cat.
What are you doing? Hey. Come on. Come on.
Oh,
It was extra echoey because he was in the bathroom.
Oh, he knows about acoustics. okay. So, yeah, I feel like we just really appreciate popcorn. And the last one that we had was the, like, Air, which was a hueless thing. So we're back to, like, the OG. And these all boast an extra large kernel.
Yes. So looking in the bags when we open them, very excited. They are what us in the popcorn community call it's a mushroom kernel. And it means they're large and fluffy and they're gonna just be really good.
I made popcorn for Maverick the last time that he was here, and he was like, that one was hard. And I said, yeah, you just want to find the ones that are fluffy. And then the next like 10 pieces, he'd be like, that one was fluffy. That one was hard. Like, okay, you see what they look like? Don't eat the hard ones anymore.
It's a learned skill.
And what else do these boast? So besides the extra large kernel, they are gluten-free and low sodium. Dixie's hair is blonde on this bag. Are they just hoping to have some like healthier snacks? Like, what's their vibe?
I don't know. And I went on the website to try to find answers, and there are none.
Okay. Well, this is what they want you to know because they put it on the bag. Welcome to Be Happy Snacks. Born out of the D'Amelio, by the way, I don't think I knew that was how it was spelled, family's love for creativity and passion for bringing people together, we're all about sparking joy and satisfying cravings with fun, unexpected snacks that make your taste buds dance. So there's a mission statement, I guess. Our mission is to turn everyday snacking into an experience full of flavor and delight.
Okay.
I think the kernels on the bag look like the fingers that have been chopped off.
The kernels what? Sorry, he's being so weird.
The illustrated kernels on the bag look like tops of fingers that have been cut. Where do you want
I
to
think
start?
They look like a yellow ice cream. We start savory. You want to start with maybe the scariest one? Spice.
Let's do it. And okay, I'm not seeing like, I see a chili pepper. I see a popcorn kernel with its tongue sticking out, so cheeky. And I see a fire sign. Fire.
Looking at the ingredients, it has paprika, sugar, garlic powder, spices.
I like paprika.
Yeast extract, onion powder. I don't think it's going to be too spicy.
I did like really put my face in to smell it, and that it was like a lot.
It doesn't actually smell good.
It went up my nose. And I've had a traumatic day to start with. I was at the dentist. So I don't need my nostrils assaulted as well.
Okay. Well, let's get this over with.
I've got two, and I'm ready to snack delightfully.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry, I started to eat already. I don't like that, and I don't think that I'm being mean about it being spicy, because it tastes like when my like HelloFresh boxes have put too many potatoes as the sides, and I just throw a bunch of spices on them to try and make them interesting. Do you like it?
No, it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, I think that that's a real bummer. And I do think this will be the lowest because I'm excited for these other flavors, but I'm going to give that a 2.
Wow. I thought I was being harsh. I was giving it a 3. The only thing it has going for it is I ate quite a few more pieces trying to find some sort of flavor, and the spice builds. So if that's all you want is a little kick, and I mean a little kick.
No. And Elizabeth doesn't. It's a 2.
3.
Okay, I'm going to close this one up so that I smell it no more.
Okay, me too.
The other bags are not permeating my room with scent, but it was starting to smell like nice spice.
Well, maybe it can now smell like garlic, parmesan. Parmesan, garlic,
I
sorry.
Them in the order that you read them. I thought that was crazy. Okay, this one smells almost similar.
It does, which is not good.
Okay, Mark is on this one.
I don't know this family.
She was, for a while, the most followed person on TikTok. But I think that is no longer. Like how the strawberries with chocolate just overtook that Bella Porch for the most liked video.
I knew that. Like, I knew her name, but I couldn't tell you anything about the family as a whole.
They've been doing, I know they have a Hulu show because every time we were on a bus at Disney, there was a little thing for it. But I think that they have a shoe company now, and this snack company, and maybe something with, like, makeup or hair, that I could be making that up. All right. Anyway, garlic parm. I think I understand.
Can I just say, I think they didn't need to add, is it parsley flakes, whatever the green is, to this? It looks like my popcorn is moldy.
Yeah, and I don't really like parsley. This one does say low cholesterol instead of low sodium. So I think I made a sweeping statement earlier that was incorrect. You want to try this one?
Yep, let's go.
It's better.
I think not to me. I really don't like that. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll join you with the wrap up. I know that I said I wasn't gonna knock it for being stale, but I actually thought that it was like the same amount of stale, and that was my one bag that wasn't expired. So I think that that is interesting.
Yeah, they've both been stale, and I've not gotten to the actual expired bag yet. So.
This one has a bad aftertaste for me.
It's so bad.
Ew. Okay, I have my mug, my Colin Robinson mug, full of water.
It's a 2 for me. I hated that. I didn't get any garlic out of it, really.
Yeah.
And it was all parmesan, and it didn't taste good.
Parm, like from the shaker that sits out on the table.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Maple bacon is only gluten-free. It is not low sodium or low cholesterol. And maybe the sugar is what is missing.
Yes. Hopefully. Okay. Don't let us down.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh my. Whoa.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that bacon is lingering. Oh my
nope. Hold on, I need my water this time.
What What the heck? Oh my god.
Oh. Who would have thought that nice spice was going to be the highlight?
Girl. That was... I feel like it's a one. I'm just going to stay at two. But that was stinking... Okay, you know how sometimes, listeners, we talk about trying to find the bacon flavor of the bro chips? This... was insulting to the memory of bro
chip. This was the opposite of the bacon flavor of the bro chip.
Wow. The smoke was like hit the back of my throat almost instantly. I have to say, if you would like that flavor, boy, does it have it. But I do not.
It was all fake bacon. It was, yeah.
Wow. That, okay, I'm trying to think of something that I have, like, just truly not disliked because I don't like what it is, you know what I'm saying? Something sour or something spicy. Since we had, like, those oyster crackers.
Ooh,
oyster crackers.
Yes. Are,
the oyster chips. And that was, like, a cultural thing, like, not something that we would enjoy in a regular form or in a chip form. I like bacon. I had some with dinner. It was a corn and potato chowder with a little bacon on it. That was not what I just experienced.
It was bad. It was, think, like the worst fake bacon bites you've ever had on a salad bar. And it's like 10 times worse than that.
Bacon bite is exactly what it is, Sarah. You absolutely nailed it. Oh, ooh, a little shiver just went down my spine.
I don't know if I said my rating, but I guess I'm going to give it a 2. I don't know. It was also stale, but this was technically my actual expired one, but it was really stale.
Oh my gosh. I really thought, I was like, oh, we're going to record and then I'm going to have some snacks at work. And that'll be so fun to like bop around. And I don't want to open these bags again. So all cotton candy, I believe in you. You can be a 10.
They're at least low sodium.
Yeah, this one is low sodium.
And the artwork looks like a cupcake.
I would agree with that. It smells nice.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's try.
Honestly, a home run in comparison.
This is actually really nice.
It's subtle. I like what? The sweet popcorn work.
Oh, go ahead.
I like a sweet popcorn where it's still like the savory undertone.
I was going to say what I wish it was a little caramelized, like a kettle corn with this flavor. There are some kernels that have more cotton candy powder than others, and it's a little unpleasant to get just that powder.
Can you see it a little more, or was it just a taste thing?
It was a taste. It was
okay.
You know I hate saying this. It was a mouth feel. But it tastes great. Cotton candy doesn't let us down.
It's like always a really nice snack. This to me, I feel like this is going to sound insane. I feel like this is a 6.
That's what I was thinking too, because this is supposed to expire in over a month and it was so stale.
But yeah, there's something, and I can, now this is going to make me not sound like a good adult, but sometimes I will pop popcorn on the weekend and I'll put it in one of my commemorative tins, and I just have it open in my drawer at work, and that popcorn will not be stale for like a week, and it is hitting the air. I don't know how they manage this in a sealed bag.
Yeah. Slightly similarly, if I go to the movies and get a popcorn, I'll get a refill on my way out, and then I put it in like a gallon Ziploc and just munch on that for the next week or two. And it is sealed, but it also does not go stale.
Yeah. So I like, if that's what they set out to be, I didn't read that whole second paragraph. Was part of it about stale popcorn? I don't see anything. Unique flavors and memories with ingredients you can pronounce. Well, how about some bacon popcorn I can swallow, D'Amelio's? There on that one, too. Is the mom on one and I missed her?
No, I think there's two with the whole family.
Wait. Oh, I've got one with the whole family, two with just the girls, and one with the dad. Like, the mom wasn't available that day for an individual shot.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, a totally different journey than I thought we were going to go on, and I guess I'm okay with not being able to purchase it locally.
I was going to say, it's a good thing that there it's not available anywhere anymore, because guys, don't buy it. It's bad. If you're gonna buy a celebrity Walmart popcorn partnership, might I recommend the Jonas Brothers Rob's Backstage popcorn?
I've heard good things.
I enjoy it.
Okay, before we go to our thumbs up and thumbs down, we wanted to let you know about our correspondent on the ground, Allie, who's out there doing the work for us, who tried the gluten-free golden Oreos and unfortunately came back reporting that they have a bit of a metallic taste. So I don't think that we would put our stamp of approval on those.
Anthony, if you're listening, would... I would enjoy a counterpoint argument to this.
Let us know, all of our celiac friends.
But seriously, I do appreciate Allie taking one for the team, because I didn't want to buy another pack of Oreos.
I know. And I just sent Sarah a post today that there are new flavors, though the dirt worms really interest me.
Yeah, I'm how are they going to pull that off? And the tiramisu is going to be a permanent flavor.
In the thins?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I like that. They pick interesting ones to keep the thins out all year, you know?
I agree.
Okay, so that's a first installment of our on the ground reporting. If you're interested in being a correspondent, just text us your thoughts.
That's all it takes, really.
Do you have any thumbs up today?
I do. And I thought about it and I decided I would like to get on your trashy TV level and recommend this season of Love is Blind. I'm having a great time.
Wow, I've seen that it's been a wild ride.
It really has. So I've watched all the seasons except for last season. I got bored in the pods and I couldn't come back to it. So I didn't follow it at all. And then was later told it was a very boring season and I didn't miss out on much. But they came back with a vengeance this year and they've really coordinated some shenanigans. There's a lot of betrayal.
Ooh.
A lot of meeting people after you turned them down, which I think is an interesting twist that maybe shouldn't be a part of it. And then, you know, the internet is the best private eye. They are finding out things about these people.
I always like a good sleuth coming up with some new stuff.
And the best part is, one of the contestants who was turned away, and we all felt so bad for him, his ex-girlfriend has now spoken out and like told the world that they were together while he was filming, and he really only just broke up with her 2 weeks before the show aired. But because they've been together this whole time, she knows that he has already filmed Perfect Match season 2. So excited.
Oh my word. Okay. Yeah, that is good news that it's been filmed. I love to hear that. I hate that. It is not in the spirit of a dating show to go on with a significant other. I don't support that.
Yeah. We all loved him. And then that happened. We all turned against him. He's the worst now.
Boo.
Which I hope is making the Perfect Match editor's job a lot harder in framing him as the villain.
Ooh, I hope. You know, sometimes on Netflix it's like worth the wait, and then it tells you when something will be on. I'm going to check that right now.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Got some noise there. Hello. Excuse me. I don't see anything about it.
Well, we've got the circle coming up. Maybe it'll be after the circle.
I'll allow it.
What about you? What do you have?
Okay. I'd like to update everybody that I have seen 8 out of the 10 Best Picture nominations. So yet to watch Zone of Interest or American Fiction. I think one of them, maybe just yesterday, no, on Tuesday, became like available on demand, but they're just in theaters still. So I know everyone can't wait to hear what I think, but it's not done yet. Next, I watched the first episode of Deal or No Deal Island. And I sat there and I said, they're on an island and they're not dating each other? I don't get this. But it was so crazy.
I've not even heard of this. Please explain.
It's like maybe 13 people, maybe more, maybe less. And they're on this island with their host, Joe Manganiello. And
oh, I'm in.
Yeah, and he looks great. And they're doing like tasks. This time they had to get cases out of the mud. And then based on that, someone was up for elimination. And then that person has to play Deal or No Deal with the stakes. And if they win, that money goes into the pot. And spoiler alert for the first one, didn't do too shabby. And if they make a bad deal, they go home. But if they win, they get to pick whoever goes home. Anybody except for the person that won is able to go home. It's crazy. My mom said, I hate all this. And I said, the gameplay? Because they were like making bargains and stuff. And she said, yes.
I will probably give it a shot. I've got to check this out because I weirdly love Deal or No Deal. And if I'm in an arcade that has Deal or No Deal, I'm going to be playing it.
It is really an experience because it's truly the game at the end. They play through it. The banker's on a yacht.
Do you still see his little silhouette?
They just show pictures of the yacht. It is something. And there's not like a bunch of girls. There's like one hot girl and one hot guy. You know, it's 2024.
Yeah.
But yeah, with all my heart, that is my recommendation this week.
Oh, I love it so much. And next week is, no, not next week, week after next. Oh, so the next time we record, I will be freshly back from seeing Beetlejuice, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, I want all of your notes. Oh my gosh, since we spoke last, I saw Hadestown.
Oh yeah. What did you think? Good.
I was emotional most of the time. Jordan was fantastic. And Lola was actually great. And I wish I could have seen her towards the end of her run when she like fully felt comfortable, because I thought that she was wonderful and just a little timid in her movement. And Annie DeFranco was cool as heck.
I have seen some clips and yeah, very, very cool.
Oh, I liked it. Okay, cool. Look at us. We're just so cultured. Theater goers.
We really are. Well, thanks for eating stale popcorn with me.
I cannot wait to go down and have my mom try this.
I don't know. I don't know. I hate wasting it. Yeah. But also, I don't need to subject my family to this.
No, I might have like a piece of the cotton candy yet. A few. Maybe 10 while she's trying the other ones. But that should probably be fine.
Well, I guess on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Have a good rest of your week.
Hey, you too. Drive safely tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right. Toodaloo.
Bye.